A word for you from Matthew 23 verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. I'd like to look at the part which says, gathering us like a hen gathers her brood under her wings. This is an example. This simile is one that the Lord chooses, which shows his heart of compassion, how he longs to bring his children close to his bosom, how he longs to have fellowship with you, and how dreadful if the Lord then says, and you would not. But let's look at the comparison. The Lord is purposefully using this hen example, how a hen feels for her chicks and desires to protect it from every enemy. There is the story told, apparently a true story, of one day when a veld fire raced through the grass, and the next morning the farmer came and discovered a burned hen. The feathers were all burned, and he picked it up and felt sorry for it. But when he picked it up, out came a brood of chicks, alive and healthy. What had the hen done? It had laid down its life for its chicks. It had wanted to protect it and had made the ultimate sacrifice, the most that a hen could do. Now the Lord Jesus, when he said these words, he was already envisioning his laying down his life, where the wrath of God, the lightning anger of God against sin, would strike him as the mother hen instead of you and me. Have you now put your faith in him, he who is now the risen Lord, he who gave his very all, who made the ultimate sacrifice? Imagine the God-man, the creator of heaven and earth, giving his life for you, to save you from what? From sin. He endured hell. He endured that fire for you and me. Kungcono ukuthi sizinikele kuye, simbonge, simphilele. Rather give your life to him now.